Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second. I'm gonna get the account pulled up. And what's your first and last name?
Emilia de Contreras.
Just one second. There you go. And then verify your address for security purposes.
198 Southwest Lewis Avenue, Apartment A, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97527.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for the Ideal Intensity Keto and Cleanse. How may I help you today?
So I didn't know that it was for a 14 trial and that I was going to be billed almost $100 after that. And the lady that I just spoke to said that it was non-refundable, but I need to speak to someone about that because nowhere in there do I remember seeing that. And I haven't even opened them. Otherwise, if I knew about the 14 days, I would have sent them back. And she's saying that I'm out of my 14-day period.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, we do not accept any product back. Yeah, you have to send it back within the 14 days of the date you purchased
it. Okay, well,
it, so.
I didn't notice this, and it's not even open. And she's saying you guys can't
that
accept
is
it back
correct.
Because of COVID, but that makes no sense when you guys are willing to give someone 14 days to send it back. I'm like a few days out of my 14-day period.
Okay, give me just one second. I'm looking at the account and see what kind of compensation I can do for you. Give me one second. Okay, so after reviewing over the account, the only thing that I can authorize due to the account not being canceled is a courtesy 50% refund on that last charge.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that because I'm literally like, I think 2 or 3 days out of the refund for
okay,
the
give
14
me
days.
one. The 14-day trial, yeah, give me one second. Just one moment, I'm still getting it done for you.
Thank you.
You should be getting an email, a refund card. Oh, no, you're not. Yours is still pending. So give me one second. I'm going to put you in manually because, it's that charge is still pending on your account. Give me one second. I'm going to put a little bit of information here. One second, I'm still getting it put in for you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we got that submitted for you. Like I said, usually give it about 3 to 5 business days from the date, which is today. Like I said, for some reason, if you don't see it, check with your card holder. If they're saying they don't see it, then give us the call back. Give me 1 second. I'm almost done here.
Okay.
Yeah, we just notate everything after we submit that refund. Did you check your email to see if you got the... No, I forgot. Never mind. You didn't get it. It was pending. Yeah, so you're not going to get an email because we have to put it in manually. Did you get the cancellation number?
No, I don't think I have anything yet. Yeah, no, I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, yeah, you should have gotten the cancellation. Yeah, you won't get the refund because it was pending. So I have to put that in manually. But yeah, you should have got a cancellation. If not, I can give it to you.
Okay, yeah.
The cancellation. Yeah, that's fine. It's going to be C as in Charlie. That's for cancellation. Your number is going to be F as in Frank.
Okay.
F as in Fred. 6. A is an apple.
You're fine.
The number 1. The letter C is in cat. 2, 4. B is in Bravo. And the number 7.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.